in our practice. We recognize what's happening in our experience. And as our practice expands, our mindfulness gains the capacity to know more and more of our experience. And yet our minds have a very common or familiar, maybe not so familiar, have a way of not being aware of things that are habitual and not being aware so much of the conditioned habits and patterns that often form our relationship to what's happening. Sometimes our opening more and more to experience, we see we can experience things in all of our sense, at all of our sense doors, begin to recognize what's happening more broadly. And yet, quite often there can be these hidden relationships, things that are so familiar that we just don't see them, like the air we breathe, relationships to experience that can be hard for us to recognize. A relationship to experience can be like a filter on our experience, a flavor that's imbued into the experience that's so common for us that we don't recognize it. And often this is where we get caught in these hidden filters, relationships to experience. So we might have relationships to what's happening, what's arising in our experience directly, such as the sound arising and attitudes, views, ideas, relationships to the sound. Sound shouldn't be happening, or liking the sound and wanting to know more about it. And so with what's happening in our experience, we can have these relationships to experience. And then there's also our relationship to the practice. What we think should be happening in the meditation. Where we think we should be, what we should be experiencing. And these attitudes, these relationships can also create a lot of stress, struggle. when these attitudes are hidden, not when we're not aware of these relationships to experience. When they're flavored by greed, aversion, and delusion, that is being reinforced. When we're not seeing them, seeing these relationships based on greed, aversion, and delusion, that's being cultivated in our minds. The belief that we need to act to get something or get rid of something, being subtly reinforced by not being aware of these relationships to experience. And so from time to time, it can be useful to check. How am I with this? What's the relationship to the experience? This checking can be done with a question like that, and yet it is a delicate thing to drop a question into our meditation like that. The invitation with that question isn't to think about the answer or try to find or figure out the answer. It's more like a question that says something like, anything hidden that wants to show up, wants to show itself in this moment. And so we can check in. What is the relationship to experience? But just keep practicing as you would. The question becomes kind of like a little inclining in the mind towards seeing something new, seeing something that might not be clearly seen. But we don't have to be in charge of finding it. Sometimes with dropping in a question like that, something very obvious will show up. There's this experience happening and, oh, I don't like it. Clear, immediate, obvious. And sometimes it's not so obvious. That's fine. No need to go looking for anything. Just keep practicing, knowing your experience, what is happening in the present moment. Sometimes it's possible for these relationships to show up a few minutes later with just simply being with your experience. It becomes clear. And when or if some relationship shows up, simple. Simply allow that to be included, aware this is what's happening. And this is how the mind is with it. Simply bringing it into awareness has its own power. when these relationships that are imbued with greed, aversion, delusion are seen and known, there's less opportunity for them to be running the show, driving how we're practicing. Yeah, so especially if there's some kind of struggle, feels like the practice is difficult in some way, something fighting, a conflict. That can be a really useful time to check in. How am I with this right now? How am I with what is happening? It may be some relationship to some physical experience or something directly happening in the experience. And yet it also may be some relationship to the practice itself. A belief I should be more concentrated, should be seeing more clearly. There should be more insight happening, more calm, fewer thoughts. These are forms of expectation, beliefs about what should be happening. And often our struggle happens when these expectations aren't met. And sometimes some familiarity with the attitudes of expectations not being met. This can't be right. I must be doing something wrong. A feeling of frustration about the meditation. Why can't I get this right? Can that be recognized as simply a belief? There's thoughts happening, and there's believing there shouldn't be thoughts happening. That's what's going on. We can be aware of thoughts. And we can be aware of these agendas, a subtler form of thought, a kind of belief is a subtle form of thought. We can be aware of that and how that shapes our relationship. Belief creating frustration. And then there's also, in checking this relationship to experience, the possibility that you might notice no problem. That is the relationship to experience. Calm, balance. Acceptance, allowing. Love, interest, compassion. That may be the relationship to experience. And that sometimes is also overlooked. We sometimes miss no problem. experience of no problem can be pretty subtle. Not suffering, that's what's happening. A recognition of that. Supports our practice.